Sherry. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Good. Are you in Chicago?
Life gets just hectic, doesn't it? Yes, I am this week.
How's the weather over there?
You know, Chicago has not had a good weather this year, nor has really the Midwest, but it's been really bad here. This morning, it's beautiful. But
How's business and the association with Cooley Law School?
Cooley Law School, wasn't that cool? Isn't that fun to have such a downtown, you know, powerhouse the way Cooley is to be part of the stadium now? I think that part's great. The weather hasn't helped the Lugnuts that much this year, but they're
in first place and
they're playing well.
That's
kind of neat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently the team, the players, like bad weather, yeah.
What I found interesting was the story, Sherry Myers, Lansing Lugnuts, medical marijuana. Boy, how did that happen?
Well, you know what? You never know. There's always a story behind the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
The situation when you own a minor league baseball team the way Tom Dixon, my partner and husband, and I have is it's all been about getting the stadiums built for economic development purposes to really change the face of a community. I mean, and we didn't fully understand that way until after the Lugnuts and what's now Cooley Law School Stadium was built, because you build these, you create these, you develop a master plan with the politicians, with the elected officials, with the leadership, to try to really make a difference in the community. And so, you know, I would hate to go backwards by not just pausing for a minute and understanding what we've gained in all that economic development, and let's continue that master plan, which included moderation.
So what would you like to see with the upcoming, could be tonight, medical marijuana legislation for the city of Lansing?
Well, again, you know, it's funny, Tony. Tom and I have the ability to have an outside perspective since we don't live there full time. And having built, you know, multiple stadiums, so since the effort in Lansing, we've built or been involved with building 8 others. And so we've seen a lot of, you know, city council people, even governors, senators involved in economic development in these deals. That's really how affiliated minor league baseball stadiums work. They become an anchor to revitalization. And I think David Hollister certainly knew that going in, and it was a great, I think there's probably very few people around that I've ever met that say it was a bad thing. And so what we do is we get to see it in other markets. And as we've seen it, Lansing being our first, you know, I have to be honest, Lansing's city council, their leadership has been more on target in really making sure that they evaluated everything they were doing, understanding totally how much something costs, how to approach it, how to frame it, than really almost any other group of elected officials that we've worked with since. So I think what I'd like to see from those people is just to continue what they've done in the past. I have a lot of confidence in them. I understand there's some, you know, question as to whether they think they can pause on this effort and extend the moratorium, but I'm sure there's a way to do that. And I think if you've got doubt, if you've got these community groups saying, please help us out, you know, we don't understand all the details, we have some concern that it's got too much of one thing anywhere, that you're going to have to grandfather your existing, you know, businesses that are doing this from, you know, these guidelines you're going to put into the future. I mean, you know, it warrants, there's a lot there that warrants a pause. And it warrants a pause from us because we were so involved in economic development. And frankly, even, you know, Major League Baseball has very specific guidelines on how these stadiums are built. We can only be so close to, you know, a gambling arena and so forth. So you have to have a certain number of parking spots that are available. I mean, they've really thought through these guidelines. And who knows, if we continue to not pause and we have the kind of, proliferation that can exist of any one thing, you know, which is, I think, where their guidelines have been in the past, Major League Baseball, you know, that'll be something they'll have to add to the list